And now it's time to answer your correspondence. It's Dear Scott.
That's right. We get the posh lady from Radio 4 to read out your texts and emails, and we answer them. Hi, Becky, by the way.
Hello.
Right. Oh,
yes,
you sound good.
Thank you. What?
No, you do sound fine.
I was just sorting the microphone out. Yeah. Slightly fluey. What are you implying?
The end of last week, you said she looked like Geraldine, and now you're criticising how she sounds.
Thanks for reminding me of that.
Well,
okay.
Just stick it up for her.
Right, let's get to it. Let's answer some people. Go.
Dear Scott, when I got up this morning, I could smell toast.
Oh, no.
I thought someone had burnt some, but no one had even had toast. And right now, I can smell toast again. I've just remembered what you said on your show. I hope I don't explode. You've got me really scared. Thanks, Mills. Annoyed smiley. Natalie.
Now, that was the thing we said where if you're about to spontaneously combust, then you will smell toast.
Yeah.
Just before. But that is not true, we found out since. It doesn't happen. Well, not...
Well, we're not. We assume it doesn't happen. Obviously, if you do spontaneously combust...
We found out that you smell pork. You don't smell toast. So if you're about to explode everywhere, you generally smell pork.
Oh.
Hey, you remember that bit? Yeah.
Did I miss that bit?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I think I'd gone home by that point.
If you like...
Maybe I'd stop listening to you at that point. Pork?
Yeah. If you smell pork, then it's nearly all over.
So if you're having a toasted pork sandwich, you're in all sorts of trouble.
Well, no, because if there's a sandwich in front of you, obviously you know it's a sandwich. But if there's like
a good point, yeah.
If there's a smell of pork for no particular reason, then you need to start worrying. Anyway, have we cleared that up? Next.
Hi, Scott. I love to listen to your show as I think you have a nice voice. And when Chris used to wake you up in the morning, you sounded really cute. Well, I wanted to put a face to this voice, so I have logged on today to see you, and I have to say I'm a little bit disappointed. Lol. Now we know why you're on radio. Haha. I hope we'll be able to still enjoy the show as much now.
Yeah, well, just don't think about it.
It's always a bit risky doing that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, just don't think about it. Just imagine me like you imagined me before you saw me.
How do you think they imagined you before they saw you?
I don't know.
No, but how would you like to be? How would you like to be imagined by people who don't know what you look like?
Like Bass Hunter?
Yeah, like Bass Hunter. Same.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So sorry about that. But
do you want people to think you look like Bass Hunter?
It wouldn't be the worst person to look like. Okay. A lot worse.
Could look like Geraldine.
I could look like Geraldine, exactly. Next.
Hi, Scott. I sent you a text a little while ago about the condition we have in common, which I have named Scott Millsitis.
Oh, God, this sounds worrying. Okay, good.
This is the condition whereby we ignore something that everyone else says is great for a year or two. Then, when we can be bothered, we get into it, like you with TV shows.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah. But I think more and more people are doing this now.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
What, following your lead?
No, not so much my lead, just, like, not getting into stuff straight away.
Okay.
And leaving it for a while.
I'm the same. I didn't get into The Office until near the end of the second series. All because I thought the advert with David Brent doing the AKA for you bit was completely lame and unfunny. Boy, was I proven wrong on that one.
Boy, you were proven wrong there. Yes, you were.
Saying that, though, at least I had the advantage of being able to go out and buy all of the episodes on DVD and catch up whenever I wanted to, as opposed to being a slave to the TV listings.
Hmm. Box sets are the way forward, generally, aren't they?
Aren't most things available on box sets now?
I think so, but I do like a good box set, don't we all?
Yeah. You don't want to be a slave to the TV listings.
Yeah. That's just a Christmas hint. If anyone's listening, it is going to buy me a present this year.
What, you want a box set?
Mm. Is this Ricky Gervais writing this?
Well, he
does get DVD
some...
available now.
Normally, doesn't he just ring up Newsbeat to plug his DVD?
He does normally.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
I still haven't gotten into Spooks yet. All seems like too much effort for me to start caring about another Blimmin' series.
Exactly. See, we've missed it now.
You haven't?
No, but I can't get into it now, can
Why?
I? Because you're way far ahead of me.
There have been 8 series, I think.
Oh, God.
No.
You see, it's just like too
and
much.
And most of them have 8 episodes,
no.
I think. So there you've got 64 episodes of Spooks to catch up on. That's all right,
I've got
to
resign myself to the fact that I'm never, ever going to get into it then. I thought this was the first series, the one just on now. Like, I could do a series of eight episodes. Eight series?
You're just not willing to put the effort in.
That's what it is. It's a lot of effort. And I know exactly what you mean.
You're just too busy, aren't you?
Yeah, so...
Doing what?
Yeah. So thanks very much for your email. And thanks for writing to Radio 1.
I'm even worse when it comes to music, though.
Oh, God. What's going on? Okay, carry on.
For example, a friend of mine came up to me a few years ago and was raving on about this group called the Arctic Monkeys. Instead of giving them a chance, I said, "What kind of a stupid name for a band is that? I bet they're total rubbish." For months to follow, I continued to dismiss anything about them or by them at the very first second without giving it any chance. Unfortunately, a few months later, I discovered that their music is actually quite good, and I downloaded a few of their tracks.
Oh.
To this day, I still keep up the facade that I don't like the Arctic Monkeys around certain friends.
What?
In order to keep this a secret, I have two iPods, and depending on who I'm out with, I will only listen to certain music in my car.
That's really weird.
Who's going to check what he's got or she's got on her iPod?
I know. That's weird. Okay, good. So they've got two iPods just because some friends...
And they have to keep up the pretense that they don't like Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, you have to... Once you've said that you don't like something to that extent, you have to keep lying, because if you change your mind, you just get so much stick. It's like, I was like that with friends. I still have to pretend I don't like it. There's so much hype about it at the start.
And you were like, I don't get it.
Got into it on E4 a couple of weeks ago.
It's like...
I actually find it really funny, but I can't say to anyone.
You've just got into it?
Yeah.
That happened to me 2 years ago with friends.
Do you
remember?
It's like 12 years old, isn't it?
At least. It's a bit like Pamela, isn't it? Pretending to be a veggie on Gavin and Stacey. Once you've said it to that extent,
yeah,
there's no going back. I know exactly what you mean.
What can I do to get over this? P.S. If you're going to read this out, please make it between 4:30 and 5:30, as that's the only time I'm by the radio.
Perfect.
Thanks. Charles from Bedford.
Right, sorry about that. I don't even know why I'm saying hello to Charles, because he's not even there. But hopefully you might pick this up on some kind of podcast at some point. So, Charles, I've no idea what to do. Any ideas from anyone else?
Just watch TV and listen to music.
Be honest to yourself.
Yeah. Thanks, Chappers.
Pleasure.
This is the Chris
Wise
Moore
words
show.
For this time of the morning.
6:54, definitely. Oh, God, it's Perry Como. It must be Christmas.